Welcome to Wise Money. This is Garland Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us today as we discuss who, what, where, and even possibly when. We're going to talk about different kinds of things such as the investments, how you plan for your future, but basically we're going to throw some questions out, and we have a special person here who's going to help us with the answers.
No.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Gee, Stan talks to you all the time, and you just chime right in with Stan.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not a big deal if I don't know who sang Dance Singing in the Rain, but it is a big deal if I...
we'll make it easy for you.
We'll make it easy for you.
All right.
Okay, first question. Oh, I've got a nudge in the ribs here. We're supposed to give our phone numbers.
Yes.
Okay, Garwin.
651-436-3997.
And my phone number is 651-365-5000.
And just to let everybody know, if you're driving around and you can't, don't have a piece of paper and you can't write that down, call us here at the station anytime during the week and we'll connect you with them.
Okay. Are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
The first one's really tough.
Okay.
Who should have an emergency fund?
Who should have an emergency fund? I would say everybody.
Why?
All right. You get a gold star in the book for that one.
Why? Because, well, I think it's obvious that you, if an unexpected thing pops up, say you lose your job, you get injured, your car breaks down, and you need a new car right away.
Those emergencies that come up that you're not planning on.
Mm-hmm.
When should you have that set up?
As soon as possible, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Next question.
Wait, when I do it right. We got to congratulate
you. Yeah, hit that bell. Hit the bell right there. There you go.
Do we do that in place of a star in your crown?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I lost track. Where should you have that emergency fund?
It should be someplace liquid.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Give me another bell. Yeah.
And what would you consider putting that money into for an emergency fund?
What investment? Where?
Well, CD, money market, something like that.
Yeah. That's right. Savings account, money markets, something safe and liquid. Now, if you have CDs, that's fine. But then if you're going to use CDs as part of your emergency fund, you should stagger them. Why would you do that?
So that they're constantly turning over, would you put like every 6 months, you want a term every 6 months, or shorter than that would you like?
Well, it depends upon the interest you're going to get on them.
Okay.
And remember,
which is going to be small at best.
Okay.
But you have to have it available. You can break a CD, but then you're going to lose that interest. So you should have something if you're going to use CDs. That's fine. But think of a money market or a savings account. I know you're not getting much interest. Mm-hmm. The interest is going to start going up, but it's there for the type of emergencies that you've already mentioned.
Okay.
It's liquid and safe.
No, you hit absolutely perfect.
Is that it?
Did you write this down before we read this?
Can I relax now?
You relax now a little bit.
We have to tell people this is not rehearsed.
No, you can tell.
The next one. Garwin, you can answer this one. If somebody is young, how conservative or aggressive should they be?
They should be very aggressive. Aggressive. Why? Because they've got many years to overcome those down plunges in the market. And they should be very aggressive. In fact, I had a client ask me the other day if they should put some of their kids' monies into annuities.
Ooh. Mm.
And I said, no. Why? Because they're not aggressive enough.
Mm.
They get nice returns, but they're not aggressive enough.
What if their kid is 50 years old?
Ah, that's different. These were real kids.
Ah, okay.
Well, the thing
We got kids. We got three kids 50.
Okay.
But the thing is, when you put them into an annuity, it's hard for them to get the money out to use for education, et cetera, or for planning for a home or for marriage or whatever down the line. You want to be sure that when you're younger, you can be more aggressive. You have lots of working years, and you can set it up for retirement way down the line, but you can also set it up for the future, such as a wedding or children or a new home. So there's different reasons you have that money available. But the big thing is when you're younger, you're going to be more aggressive because you have time to let that money grow. Now, the next big thing is what kind of investments would you put that money into? Now, we're not talking about checking account, savings account, or money markets now.
Oh, are you asking me?
Yes.
Of course. I'll ask him next.
Yeah, something aggressive. Oh, boy. Commodities?
No.
well,
you could, but
you could, but
those are really risky.
Yeah, okay.
You really have to understand how that works. Commodities would work as one thing, but there's other things that are available out there.
Aggressive, just some kind of aggressive growth stock.
Individual stocks, and if not only individual stocks, you have mutual funds.
Are those aggressive enough? Well, I suppose you can pick one.
They can be, because there's all kinds of mutual funds out there. And when we talk about mutual funds, you can have sector funds. Mm. Yes, you can have large cap. The large cap is more for someone who's a little bit more conservative. You have the mid cap. You have the small cap. You have the sector funds. You have all different kinds of mutual funds to fit your scenario. When you're starting out, there's one way that will help you is you can go ahead and you can add to it on a monthly basis.
And that's called dollar cost averaging. That's the trade name. There are other names for it. But explain what dollar cost averaging is, Leanne.
Dollar cost averaging simply means you're putting your money in on a consistent basis. And when you're doing it on a consistent basis, especially like in the stock mutual funds or individual stocks, that kind of a thing, if the market goes up and you put your money in, you're not going to buy as much. If the market goes down, your money's going to buy more. So needless to say, if you don't have a lot of money, you can start out with small amounts, and you can be as aggressive or conservative. You can be as diversified as you want. The other thing there that's with the stocks and mutual funds are ETFs. Now, they're a little bit more aggressive than regular mutual funds, so, and stocks, because they have something that you call following the markets and following the consistency of all the different kinds of things like the S&P 500 out there or the Russell 1000. So when you buy an ETF, you buy it at the point in time during the day that you invest it. With the stock, when you buy it during the day, you buy it at a certain time. With ETFs, you can buy it at a certain time. You'll get that price. With a regular mutual fund, and if it's a managed mutual fund, it generally settles at the end of the day. But you have all these indexes, so there's a real variety of different things that you can use. But with the younger people, you want to be much, much more aggressive. But as you get an older person, you've got to be a little bit more conservative. And as a much older person, you have to be even more conservative.
All right, let's talk about the middle age. What should they buy, Leanne?
Well, there again, it can be the same type of things, except you probably back down and put things more like the blue chips in there, or the 500s, or the Russell 1000s, like I mentioned. What I'm looking at is not the individual ones that are as aggressive.
And
like the sector funds, et cetera.
So, and then what about we older folk?
Okay, let's ask him about that. What about the older people?
The older folks. Well, I know that you should be. Well, we talked about this a little bit, that some people, if you have good genes, you might not want to be as conservative.
Ooh, that's a very good point.
As some other people. Boy, I'm getting a lot of bells today.
You're flying high.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I can contribute to this topic.
Okay, Garwin?
Well, obviously, annuities fall into this because they are very conservative. You will get some growth, but you don't have to worry about the market plunging on you and wiping out your portfolio.
And if you're much older, you are looking for what down the line?
You're really looking for income. And that's why the annuities or the big stocks, the big boys.
The blue chips.
The blue chippers. I couldn't think of the word. The 3Ms, the Ford Motor, those kinds of
Johnson
things.
Johnson
& Johnson. Johnson & Johnson. Those are the blue chippers, and they provide dividends.
The other thing is we have bonds. The bonds are debt obligations. In other words, companies or government, et cetera, are borrowing money from you, and they're going to pay you an income stream. that is a conservative investment.
And that's tax-free, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, you're not investing ownership.
Mm.
You are being someone who's borrowing somebody money. And then you have the large caps. They're going to give you the dividends. They're going to pay out generally every quarter. It depends upon the individual stock. But these large caps that we had just mentioned, they've been around a long time. They're not looking so much for growth like you do when you have the sector funds or the small caps, the mid caps. They're looking for stability, and they're giving you income along with the certificates of deposit. But there again, you're looking at interest, and you're looking at how long you want that money in those CDs.
So you really have to modify your investment over a period of time based on your age, your diversification of products.
Your health.
And your
goals and objectives.
Goals, objectives, and your comfort level.
That's right. That
Boy, some people are really aggressive, and they didn't ever change from being aggressive. And some people are conservative at 21.
If you're at 21 and you take the aggressive approach, should you go into that approach anticipating at some point you're going to have to be wiped out and start all over again?
Not necessarily wiped out, mm-hmm. but you got to realize that very good will happen. We could have a 208 and 209 and lose half your money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where a lot of people will do the dollar cost averaging.
Okay.
They won't just put it all in at once. And with the younger people, they can't afford to put it all in at once,
mm-hmm.
unless they're going into the retirement account. Then if it's in the retirement account, then they have that ability to let it just sit there, because you're going to wait for retirement. If you're going to use it when you're younger in a regular account, you might need that after a while for a home or whatever. So it depends upon your time element there, too, and how aggressive you are, what you know, what knowledge you've gained. And it's important to really read, study, listen to the different people that are talking about this, whether it's on the air or whether it's on TV or whatever. Learn, get knowledge, and then experiment.
Unfortunately, most young people don't spend any time thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts them in the long run. If you could get them to stay started, put some money away, be aggressive, ride the ups and downs away, they will be very well off in the long run. Leanne, give your phone number. We're almost out of time.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
Should they feel comfortable to leave a message if they don't get a hold of you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Love to talk
to people. You'll get right back to
them.
Okay.
Leanne, I think let's just encapsulate what we've talked about.
Well, we talked about really,
30 seconds.
Really quick, very quickly, getting up and setting up a program for yourself. Number one, I always plan on having an emergency fund, something that's very liquid, you have the ability to get to very quickly, because you never know when there's an emergency.
All right. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show, and join us again next week at the same time.